With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. One of the Ohio police officers shot in an ambush Wednesday afternoon has died. Lorain officer Philip Wagner passed away from his wounds on Thursday. Authorities say the initial shooting targeted two officers that were parked in their patrol vehicles to eat lunch. Another officer responding to the scene was also shot. The suspect, 28-year-old Michael Parker, was pronounced dead at the scene after officers returned fire. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley is expected to run for an open Senate seat in North Carolina next year. Bob Agnew reports.
Politico was the first to report that Whatley has decided to run for the seat soon to be vacated by Republican Tom Tillis, and that he did so after President Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, decided not to run. Whatley enjoys the full support of President Trump. He is expected to square off against popular former Democrat Governor Roy Cooper. Both men are expected to make their candidacies official in the next several days. Bob Agner reporting.
Former National Security Advisor Mike Waltz appears to be on his way to confirmation as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, thanks to a bipartisan deal in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Bob Agnew reports.
Waltz advanced out of committee despite a no vote from Republican Senator Rand Paul. He opposed the former congressman for voting to keep troops in Afghanistan. Waltz got the help he needed from Democrat Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire. She did some horse trading with Republicans on the committee and in the State Department, who agreed to free up $75 million in foreign aid to Haiti and Nigeria. Waltz is now expected to be confirmed by the full Senate. Bob Agner reporting.
Wrestling legend and pop culture icon Hulk Hogan has died at the age of 71. According to authorities in Clearwater, Florida, emergency responders arrived at his home early in the morning following a report of a cardiac arrest. This is SRN News. A pastor loses his job over pronouns. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Luke Ash leads the Stevensdale Baptist Church in Louisiana, but like a lot of clergymen, he has to have another job to make ends meet. He has been working as a computer technician at the East Baton Rouge Public Library, but when he refused to use a transgender co-worker's preferred pronouns, he was fired. The move has sparked outrage all across the state, with Republican Governor Jeff Landry decrying the library's actions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials in some states are taking aim at higher education, trying to make state-supported schools less hostile to conservatives and Christians. Indiana, Florida, Ohio, Texas, Iowa, and Idaho have increasingly focused on university governance, rules for who picks university presidents and boards, and how much control they actually exert over curriculum and faculty tenure. This is SRN News. Two railroads are working on a merger. Rich Thomason has more.
Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern confirm merger talks would create North America's largest railroad, a coast-to-coast road. The merger would combine the largest and smallest of the country's six major freight railroads, but there is debate over whether such a merger could win the approval of federal regulators. They've set a high bar for consolidation in the crucial industry. Rich Thomason, Washington.
You've heard of Florida Man. Well, now it's Florida Mouse, Chuck E. Cheese. Video of a mouse being arrested in Florida. Pictures show the pizza chain mascot in handcuffs being led out by police. Tallahassee police say that the guy inside the costume was arrested on three felonies. Court records show he was charged with credit card theft and fraud and that he has been released on bond. More details at srnnews.com.